Random House Audio presents I've Got Your Number by Sophie Kinsella. Read for you by Jane Entwistle. Chapter 1. Perspective. I need to get perspective. It's not an earthquake or a crazed gunman or a nuclear meltdown, is it? On the scale of disasters, this is not huge. Not huge. One day, I expect I'll look back at this moment and laugh and think, ha-ha, how silly I was to worry. Stop, Poppy. Don't even try. I'm not laughing. In fact, I feel sick. I'm walking blindly around the hotel ballroom, my heart thudding, looking fruitlessly on the patterned blue carpet, behind gilt chairs, under discarded paper napkins, in places where it couldn't possibly be. I've lost it. The only thing in the world I wasn't supposed to lose. My engagement ring. To say this is a special ring is an understatement. It's been in Magnus's family for 3 generations. It's this stunning emerald with 2 diamonds, and Magnus had to get it out of a special bank vault before he proposed. I've worn it safely every day for 3 whole months, religiously putting it on a special china tray at night, feeling for it on my finger every 30 seconds. And now, the very day his parents are coming back from the States, I've lost it. The very same day. Professors Anthony Tavish and Wanda Brooke Tavish are, at this precise moment, flying back from 6 months sabbatical in Chicago. I can picture them now, eating honey-roasted peanuts and reading academic papers on their his and hers.